The switch is on to Morabito, your locally owned energy leader. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now's the time to switch to Morabito. For four generations, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil, propane, natural gas, even kerosene and coal, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. Switch to the area's local energy leader. Switch to Morabito.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Clean, comfortable, and affordable. That's the Super 8 Hotel on Meng Drive in Sydney. With the holidays coming, let your extended family stretch out and relax with a stay at the Super 8. Free Wi-Fi, continental breakfast, and kids stay free with an adult. It's the perfect place for your out-of-town guests to enjoy their stay. Cable TV, coffee makers, mini fridge, and microwaves are all available. Having a fall wedding? Super 8 is ideal for your bridal party and traveling guests. Maybe planning a Dreams Park baseball trip? Well, hit a home run with Super 8 and save your family money.
Mention WCDO when you book your reservations and receive a discounted nightly rate through December 31st.
Call 607-563-8880 for the Super 8 Hotel on Main Drive in Sydney.
Hop in. All roads lead to McDonald's.
Okay, what's the big deal?
Specifically, there are two of them.
All right, impress me.
A doubly delicious double cheeseburger and small fries, $2.50.
Ooh.
Or a six-piece tender, juicy chicken McNuggets and small fries, also $2.50.
That's a nice price. Twice.
AKA, two big deals, one not-so-big price.
Time to get to Mickey D's on the double.
Price and participation may vary. Limited time only. Price of individual item posted on menu board.
This is your loving reminder to try McDonald's new sirloin third-pound burgers, made with juicy 100% North American sirloin and premium ingredients. But they're only here for a limited time, and if you miss out, you'll never know how incredibly delicious they taste, just like you'll never know how incredible it is to read people's minds.
Oh, I'm hungry.
Or see the inside of the refrigerator after you shut the door.
Dark.
Don't miss the sirloin third-pound burgers at McDonald's, now just $4.99. Better enjoy this loving while it lasts. Price and participation may vary.
Nate Lull here for WCDO Sports. Special Thursday night football here on CDO as we're joined by Unitigo head coach Frank McCroney as the Unitigo Spartans hosting the Oxford Blackhawks in the football season finale here for both teams. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Coach, again, we were just talking about it before we started the interview here, but a Thursday night football game, kind of a unique situation here as both teams have their final game of the season. Has to be nice for some of the seniors, you know, not making the playoffs this year to get a couple extra games in.
We traveled Section 3 last week, played a nice crossover game there, and then got a nice win last week, and thought it would be nice to have a short week and play on Thursday night. Seniors get one last home game, and some of the younger kids get to show what they can do for next year, so both schools thought it would be a good idea.
As you said, you went up to Section 3, played Frankfurt Schuyler last weekend. You came away with a win. Is it nice playing someone you haven't seen before, and things are all kind of new, and you know, in your division, it just seems like everybody knows each other so well. It has to be nice to play a new opponent.
Yeah, actually is. It's kind of refreshing to see a different opponent and go to a different school in a different section and play in a different field. It's a whole different atmosphere. So that's always kind of a neat thing for our kids.
Coach, wanted to ask, Josh Firebend in that last game we saw you at against Unadilla Valley went down with an injury. Can you tell us about his injury and might we see him again anytime in a Unitigo football uniform?
Well, Josh is... He's done playing football for Unitigo, which is a sad thing because he contributed a lot to our program. But his injury, we're hoping it's not as severe as they first thought, but he's being evaluated, and we're hoping it's a sprain, not a tear. So right now he seems to be, the pain's starting to subside a little bit, but he has, you know, limited mobility in his knee. Right now we're just crossing our fingers and hoping that he, you know, he's not really seriously hurt and can maybe... play some baseball in the spring and move on to play baseball or football in college somewhere.
A matchup tonight with the Oxford Blackhawks, a team that made the playoffs here, and they had to go in as the 8 seed against number 1 Tioga, and they fell in that contest Now they play you guys here tonight. What do they bring to the table? I know I've seen them a few times this year on CDO, and their running back, Nick Neer, has really impressed me.
Their whole team is they're well coached. That's the first thing. But they're strong, and they have some speed. They play a pretty good brand of power football. So we got to have our game faces on to be able to hang with them.
And since Josh Firebend has been out, as we just talked about, Coach, has it been hard to get some of those other guys in there and get them into the flow of the offense? I know you've used Jake DeJoy a little bit and Jared Smith last weekend against Frankfurt Skyler. Or are those guys, you know, kind of falling into the role, knowing it's going to be their role in the future?
Well, the thing that we were lucky with is that we have a big squad. So beginning of the year, during offensive starts and stuff, we would have three teams. We'd be three deep running our offense. So both Jared and Jake know the offense very well. Jared definitely is a candidate to take over the reins for next year. I thought he played well last week. But so is the competition, and we're going to compete and see who plays where and things of that sort. But right now I'm pretty pleased with how Jared's played and how Jake has done. They both came in and played very well in a tough role.
Our last question here with Unitego football head coach Frank McCroney. When we saw you against Unadilla Valley, you surprised us by putting in Jacob Morrison, usually an O-line, D-line guy, as your running back. Did you continue to do that, you know, last week in your game up in Section 3? I know you had two touchdowns against UV, and, you know, it was just kind of fun to watch, kind of a la the fridge in the 80s with the Bears there.
Yeah, we used it. We call it our jumbo package. We used it last week a little bit. He actually had a couple of nice runs, but we added a couple more things with him, a couple ISO plays and counter plays, and he is more than excited to be back there. So, you know, it's something that we're looking to do a little bit, maybe Thursday night and maybe into the future.
Unitego head coach Frank McCroney, thanks for joining us. Good luck against Oxford.
Thank you very much.
This is Nate Lull. We'll be right back with more Thursday Night Football here on CDO.
The Catskill Shed Company is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. With locations in Sydney, Oneonta, Binghamton Green, Davenport, and New Hartford, Catskill Shed is close by no matter where you call home and loves to support our local athletes. Right now, Catskill Shed is offering special pricing on a 10x14 lofted barn with 29-gauge metal roofing, including a 30-year warranty on the roof. Built from water-sealed quality lumber, this shed has a lifetime warranty against termites and fungal decay. No New York State permit is required. And ready for free delivery and setup by our expert driver. Just $2,740 to buy today or finance it for only $126.85 a month plus tax. Catskill Shed Company, 320-5005. For special pricing, find Catskill Shed Company on Facebook.
This great deal on this backyard outfitter shed won't last long. Call Catskill Shed today.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. DNBD sends a special good luck wish this season to the Delhi Bulldogs athletic teams as they compete in their fall sports season. Go Bulldogs! DNBD is the 26th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office in Oneonta, DNBD is here to meet all of your financial needs. Visit online at dnbd.net. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. The Delaware National Bank of Delhi, always supporting local athletes in the Tri-County area.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull and Israel Lormer here tonight on CDO. 6-6 is our halftime show or score. Excuse me, as we welcome you into our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. Of course, Mirabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for over 85 years. You can call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Nick Neer, the touchdown in the first half for Oxford on a long pass play from sophomore QB Chris Martin. He's impressed me so far. Unitego, the offense really had a tough time getting going. Then the last drive, they bring it down the field, a broken play. Jake DeJoy finds Seth Burnham in the back of the end zone. 6-6 at the half. A great game here.
Oh, no doubt. I expected to see two relatively even match teams. We played both of these teams in the regular season. We played Oxford first. Tough team, tough tackle, tough kids up front. We played Unitego game 4 or 5, and I had a pretty good idea, like, you know, just from a coaching standpoint, but they'd be relatively even. If Fairbairn doesn't play, that changes how it was going. You could see that in the first half. But even though the broken play on that weird little reverse pass thing, however, they started moving the ball right then. They found a little success over the right side. You know, Smith started having a little success. Young started having a little success, you know, running to that right side. And then, you know, let's face it, sometimes you got to be fortunate. And they were on that play. I think that, you know, maybe Neer got fortunate on one of these plays down here too. But Oxford really, if you look at stats, which we don't have in front of us, if you look at the statistics, Oxford's got a lot of yards, but they only have the one touchdown. Unitego probably only has 100 yards, but it's an even game, and Unitego gets the ball. And you know, Frank McCroney is a great coach. He's going to come out here. He's going to make adjustments, and these guys are going to come out. And I think that that might fire him up, that late score. They were able to keep him off the board again. Oxford was able to, they were knocking on the door again. You know, they were able to move the ball even when they got the ball back with, a minute 22 left.
So Oxford came into this game 4-4, Unitego 3-5. This will be their last game for each side. Of course, we were talking in the pregame, Oxford, their four losses came to four state-ranked teams in New York State Class D in Section 4. Lost to Walton, lost to Harpersville Afton 22-19, a game we had right here on CDO, and two losses to Tioga in back-to-back weeks, 43-26 and then 59-26. I only bring up the scores there because those halftime scores, both weeks were just about a touchdown game. And so we talked about earlier, Tioga just wears you out in the second half, and they have 48 guys on the roster, where Oxford has 20.
They are so similar to Walton in that way. I was lucky enough a couple years ago scouting both teams. Tioga was number one seed. Walton happened to be the 8 seed. Walton game, a great game, but they are mirror images of each other. They run a T formation. They run right at you. And on defense, they run a 6-2, that wide tackle slam, and they come at you, and they... It was interesting to watch that because they're literally mirror images of each other, and they'll do exactly what you said. They get into that second half, and they start running a lot of dives and lead stuff, and they come right at you. They don't go left and right. They go right at you. And I call it a meat grinder, and it works so well, especially in the second half. A lot of teams can play with them. It's when they start getting in a third and fourth quarter, you know, especially like what you're saying, you know. Oxford bringing 22 to the game, and they're bringing 48.
Yeah.
They can get some rest.
I'm really interested to see on Saturday, again, folks, down at Binghamton Alumni Stadium, it's the 1 versus the 4 seed. Tioga will take on Walton. Tioga the 1, Walton the 4. That's going to be a great game. That's at noon. And then Deposit Hancock at 3 o'clock. They're the 2 seed. They take on the 6 seed, Moravia, who upset Elmira Notre Dame. They upset them 39-13, so they're a good program. Really interested to see how the finals will shape up a week from now.
I've seen everybody. I've seen Walton and Hancock, obviously, live, Hancock Deposit.
Yes.
I've seen Tioga on tape. I have not seen Moravia. However, I think you're going to see a great game. Jim Hoover's going to have his guys ready. They do a great job. I think that's going to be a really tight game. I really think the team to beat is Hancock Deposit. If they stay healthy, they have so many athletes. Ballard's just a tough tackle. He has three things you don't see in backs very often. He's quick, he's fast, and he's strong. He might run you over one play. Next play, he'll run around you. And they have a couple of the guys. It's not like they have just him to hand the ball off to. They can throw the ball a little bit. They have a lot of trick. I'd be real interested to see if either of those teams, Deposit or Tioga or Walton, can beat Deposit Hancock if they can make it by Moravia. I'm really interested to see. I think you're looking at the section champion. That's my guess.
I went down to Hancock last Friday night as it was Deposit Hancock taking on Groton. And, of course, they won 66-12. It was a big game. And, boy, just I'd seen them early in the year when they played Sydney and we did that game here on CDO, but just they've improved even more and just weapons all over the place. And late in the game, they had their reserves in because they were up by enough, and the reserves were coming in and making plays, and they got a fumble, returned it for a touchdown, interception, returned for a touchdown. They weren't trying to run up the score. It just happened that way. And boy, they're deep. I just wonder with the experience factor that Tioga has, they've been there defending sectional champions the past few years. It's going to be really interesting.
It is. And, you just alluded to it, and it's a thing you think about. You go into the game, and you're hoping you bottle up Ballard enough. But, I don't know if it matters right now with them. Because they can throw the ball. The quarterback can run. They run counters. The fullback is a nice – he's underrated as far as I'm concerned. Ballard does a great job running the ball, but, man, he does a great job blocking. But you've got something else, too, in those other two staffs with Walton and Tioga. Coaching-wise, they've been there. And I think that that's an interesting thing, you know, when you are, when your team has finally made it to that threshold. You know, Jeremiah Johnson's done a great job, but he hasn't coached in a sectional championship. It'll be interesting to see, especially if they play Walton for a second time, and how that shakes out. It's interesting that, you know, Deposit Hancock didn't have any losses, and they ended up in the two seed.
Yeah.
Just because of the quality wins that Tioga was able to have and a quality loss. They weren't, you know, their only loss.
Yeah, we talked a lot this year. A lot of people were asking us, how does the seeding work, especially at the end of the year when we didn't know who was going to get the eighth seed? Was it going to be Oxford? Was it going to be Unitego? Was it going to be UV? And people said, well, how is this team going to get it? I said, it's quality of your schedule, and a lot of that you don't have any control over because you might play a team early, and then you don't know how their year is going
to
go.
Well, that's what it is. That's why Oxford is able to make it in, because we talked about their losses.
Yes,
my goodness. All quality. Because it goes, if you lose to a team that has four wins, you get a point. If you lose to a team that has five wins, you get another point. If you lose to a team that has six wins, you get two bonus points. They got two of those with Tioga and Walton. And then they probably got another point or two from losing to Harpersville because they only had the one loss. So, you know, we talked about earlier, their four losses are all state-ranked teams. They were able to beat UV. They were able to beat us. They were able to win their other games, and that's why they were able to make it in.
Second half about to get underway here, 6-6 between Oxford and Unitego. Unitego will get the ball to start the second half. They're in the green uniforms tonight. The top is green. The pants are black. The white helmet with the U in the green logo on the side there. Oxford's in the road. White uniforms here tonight. The black pants, the red helmet, and the black hawk on the side of the helmet there. Could be it is the end for these seniors here in the second half, so they'll leave it all out on the field. Just going back to Oxford's schedule again. Tioga 2 weeks in a row, just the way the chips fell for them, and just a resilient team, and they're here tonight giving it their all as well.
Well, you know, like I said before, it's about loving the game, and you get one more chance to play, and I'm sure the coaches pointed that out to the seniors. You got to have to play. Go have some fun. You know, play hard, play smart, play, you know, have some fun. That's what you always tell your kids, you know, because these opportunities don't stick around forever.
When these guys get together in 10 or 15 years, they might, be telling stories about this last game, oh, this hit, that pass. You never know. It's a ton of fun, and this will be the last half of the season for Unitego and for Oxford. Glad we could be here tonight on Thursday Night Football here on CDO, as Oxford will kick off to Unitego, as the Spartans will go right to left under the lights here to start this second half. So a 6-6 ball game, and we'll see if the Unitego Spartans can get a return.
Mike Rose back deep for Unitego.
And he's had a great first half, and we'll see if he can continue it in the second. Takes a bounce, and Unitego will pick it up here with DeJoy.
Oh, the little huddle.
Oh, and they hand it off to Youngs. Boy, but he couldn't get anything going. A nice read there by Oxford. Explain that one to us.
They call that the muddle huddle. What will happen is one guy will get it, and they'll turn around, and five or six guys will get in the huddle, and you're not quite sure who has the ball. And Oxford read that really well. That can be dangerous sometimes, especially maybe Unitego hasn't shown that. Maybe Oxford did not see that on tape.
That's the first time I've seen it this year. So we talked about halftime adjustments. There's one right there. Might as well have some fun in this last second half, right?
Well, and if you got it in your playbook, you may be busting it out tonight.
We've done, I think this is probably our fifth or sixth Unitego game of the year, and haven't seen that one at all. So, well, we said that about Jacob Morrison 2 weeks ago against Unadilla Valley. We said, where the heck did that come from? So here is Unitego. They'll hand it off, and the ball is loose on the turf, and Oxford's going to fall on this one.
Oh, I don't know. I think Unitego might have got that somehow.
Boy, oh my goodness. This is going to be tight here. Let's see what the referees say.
Unitego was able to get on that ball.
Wow.
Two Blackhawks had great shots at it, but it's a football. I tell my guys this all the time. It's not a basketball. It's a football. It does weird things. You've got to make sure you get on it, and he jumped on it maybe too hard, and it squirted out. And then, you know, the green shirts were able to get on it.
And just a note here, coming in is number 6 at QB Noah Hotala here for Unitego. So maybe a QB of the future as well, added to the roster just tonight here for Unitego. And that was his first snap. And he was just an addition that we got tonight from the Unitego coaching staff. So here it is, 2nd and 13. He's going to throw to the right side, and unable to make the catch is Burnham. Heggie was over there with very good coverage.
Oh, that was great coverage. He turned his head just in time, I think, to avoid a pass interference play. He come right in to bring him in, have him chuck one right up there.
3rd and 13 coming up. So, you know, when we talked to head coach Frank McCroney, and he mentioned this in our halftime interview, that said he wanted to try some new things tonight. This is going to be the start of a new group of guys. You're losing Fireben, you're losing DeJoy, and some of those guys, so why not try it here tonight in a game situation?
You never know what's going to work. You really don't. You think you do. You go into a game, I mean it, you think you know what's going to work, and you get in there, and by happenstance you try something and it works, you stay with it.
So a 6-6 game, 3rd and 13 for Unitego, and Otala is out to the right side, cuts back, has nowhere to go. Unitigo unable to convert there on the 3rd and 13. Breaking in to make the tackle there for Oxford was Corey Marshman.
They've done a great job up front overall. If you take the last drive that Unitigo was able to go score on, I mean, Unitigo maybe has 20 yards if you take that last drive out. They've just done a great job. They're putting a lot of pressure up front with that 6-1. They're just not getting the receivers much breathing room.
Here is Smith, and he gets a low punt off, and this one's going to roll up to about the 50-yard line here. Unitigo will down it there. 10:25 to go, third quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds in a 6-6 game here on CDO.
We're specialists in you. Vibrant Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes, and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back here, folks. So Oxford gets the ball back going left to right, and they hand one off there to Cruz on first down. He has nowhere to go, so second and 11 coming up here for Oxford. 10 minutes to go, third quarter. We're tied at 6.
That's one of those halftime adjustments that I'm sure Frank and his staff made, was we need to take that dive away from them, and then the ends need to play strong on that sweep, because that's where they've been hurting them on the ground. You know, in the passing game's a different story. They've had three things that have been successful, so it'll be interesting to see what they're able to stop and, you know.
Second and 11, here's Martin Hill handed off to Cruz to the right side again, nowhere to go, but a flag on the play here. Hurlburt with the tackle there for Unitigo. DeJoy in there as well for the Spartans.
They're just getting good penetration, and that's, you know, that's what they were not getting in the first half when they were running the ball. And those last two plays, they'd look like a different team on line.
Yeah, they certainly did. Broke right through, found Cruz right away. And it's the first time I've seen Cruz, when he got to the line, just had nowhere to go, and he was just kind of gang-tackled.
Downhill running's easy to do when you're 3 or 4 yards past the line of scrimmage. And we had holding play on this, so it's going to back Oxford way up. Looks like it's going to set up maybe a second and 23 or 24.
Yeah, this will back them up into their own side of the field. Ball is going to be at about the 39 with 9.5 to go here, third quarter. 6-6 the score. Thursday night football on CDO. Second and 21 here for Oxford. Neer is in motion from right to left, and another flag comes out. You know, in the first half, weren't many flags, and this one comes out, two straight flags here against the Blackhawks.
Yeah, we really didn't. I didn't think about that much, but it was part of what you talked about. It was a pretty clean half, and it was a very quick half, you know, 40 minutes or so. So, yeah, a couple little false starts. When you try to start something new and you put people in motion that maybe aren't used to being at that position, that's sometimes what you end up with.
Coming up on 9 minutes to go, third quarter, tied at 6. To be a second and long here for the Blackhawks as they are standing back on about their own 35 here, going left to right. Martin Dreck, the pass, nowhere to go, as again Burnham is in there, and the ball looked like it came out, but he was able to fall on it, and another play. Oxford's going in the wrong direction here.
You have got a fired up front five from Unitigo right now. Those five guys are firing in there hard like they didn't in the first half. They had a nice halftime speech or something. You know, some seniors said, hey, you know, we're done or whatever happened, but they are fired up and they are coming at them.
Boy, Burnham was right in there as well as Morrison, all the usual suspects. Dean Reed was right in there as well for Unitigo, and now a third and 33 here. This is the longest play of the night we've seen here for Oxford, as they have a long way to go, as Tim would usually say here on CDO, third and a country mile. Drops back. Here's Martin. Looks to throw to the right side for Neer. Almost makes a great one-handed catch. Would have been good for a first down, but it just falls incomplete.
Well, that's what I say. Down in distance, you know, third and 33. If they run the ball, then you just come up and tackle them. You just got to be careful of that. It still would have probably been fourth down up there, even with a gain of 20.
Yeah, very close.
Man, he almost made a great catch.
Yeah, he was about to bring it in, and I thought maybe he was going to be able to tiptoe down the line, but just couldn't quite make the catch. So Oxford is going to have to punt it away with 8 minutes to go, third quarter. We're tied at 6. And it looks like Jake DeJoy is standing on his own 40. And it looks like Neer is going to take off here to the left side. He's going to try to throw now on this fourth down, and this one is picked off, almost picked off, went right through his hands. But a turnover on downs now for Oxford.
You're almost better not picking it off, because he would have picked it off around the 50. The ball goes back to the spot because that was a fourth down. That's a turnover on downs. You're looking at the ball first and 10 at their 27.
I don't know if DeJoy was thinking that, because it looked like he made a clean catch and then it just kind of fell down. I was surprised.
You know, you need athletes to make plays, and you can't tell them not to try to go catch that, but you do want them to be cognizant. He dropped that. It's actually a good drop. They picked up 20 yards on that drop. I don't know if he's going to return that 20 yards, but he'll take the ball any way he can get it.
So I don't know if Oxford wanted to go for that. It looked like Neer just had a little trouble with the fumble, with the snap, I mean, and just tried to take off and make a play. But instead, this gives Unitigo great field position going right to left. They're going to start down on the Oxford about the 26.
I think the snap was slightly wide, and you have those plays in there. You call them fire, you call them whatever you call, and that's where he went with it. He went with the, you know, broken play.
So they'll hand it off to Smith up the gut, nowhere to go. And again, in at QB for Unitigo is number 6, Noah Hatala.
Interesting, they put Smith at half here for a little while. That'll be interesting to see. They're going to keep trying some different things out, like you said.
Before this game, we've seen Smith all over the place this year, running back, wide receiver, because with Fireben, you could kind of use him as a utility guy. But, you know, the last week or two, we've seen him almost strictly as QB. And now it looks like, you know, bringing some guys up through the ranks here that might be QB in the future.
Well, you're looking to next year. You got a junior in Smith, obviously, maybe quarterback, maybe somewhere else. Maybe this, you know, if you can... If you got to keep your athletes in athletic spots, and that's a nice little run.
Here's Hatella to the outside, down to the 10, to the 5, and this is the best play he's had since coming in the second half. Faked the handoff to Smith and then took off running, kind of Josh Fireben-esque there for Unitigo.
Well, that's that little read option. He did a nice job on the read. The end stayed out, so he takes the ball. And you know what? Maybe that's what Coach McCroney's seen in practice. When he got in that hole, he didn't hesitate. He scooted right along there.
7 minutes to go here, third quarter. I'm sure the adrenaline is pumping for him on his first big varsity run. 6-6 the score with a first and 10 now, pretty much a first and goal. The ball's on the 6-yard line here for Unitigo. They're looking to punch it in to maybe take their first lead of the evening. So here's Hatella. He's under center, will hand off to Smith, nowhere to go. He's met by the Blackhawks defensive front, and they'll rip him right down to the ground.
Well, that's just a tough spot in there. Oxford does a great job in that 0-1 hole, the A gaps on defense. That's just, they've been strong there all year. They continue to be strong there all year.
6:20 to go, clock continues to run. Here in the third quarter, we're tied at 6, 2nd and 8. Here for Unitigo. Breeze has picked up a little bit here. We can see the American flag off in the distance by the scoreboard, kind of whipping around there a little bit. It's been calm after this afternoon. It was really, really strong.
You got Bedell and Ingram down there. They just do a really nice job inside.
Yeah, they certainly do. So here it is, 2nd and 8. DeJoy is in motion. They'll hand it off to DeJoy. Cuts back, slips, and he's brought down. Maybe a gain of 2 or 3 on the play. Going to bring up about a 3rd and 5.
Little motion counter. They haven't had a lot of luck left and right. When they have had luck, they've been able to go at it, and that's what I was saying. With that much pressure up at the line, if you get through it, you're not going to get through it very often, but when you do, you're going to have a big run. Like Bedell, or the quarterback had just before that.
Yeah, Hotella just took off and really had a nice gap, and then just once he got in the open field, picked up about 20. So a 3rd and 6 coming up here. 5:25 to go here, third quarter. We're tied 6-6.
Looks like Coach is going to probably take a timeout over there.
Yep, looked like a little confusion perhaps, so he'll take a timeout. We'll step away for 30 seconds as well. 5:17 to go, third quarter, tied at 6 between Unitigo and Oxford here on CDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
5:17 to go, third quarter. We're tied 6-6, and a 3rd and 6 for Unitigo. Pretty much a 3rd and goal here. The ball's on about the 6-yard line. You've been trying some new guys out there, including a new QB. Good choice by Unitigo. Probably take that timeout, make sure, or attempt to make sure everybody's on the same page.
Yeah, 3rd and goal, you got 2 plays. You're not going to kick a field goal. You're not going to do anything that way. So you want to think about if you're going to run it, you want to pick up 3 or 4 yards. If you're going to throw it, you're going to throw it twice in the end zone, one would think.
So here we go for Unitigo with 5:15 to go in the third quarter. Here's the snap. They're going to give this one to Smith. He hits the whole little 360. He's not going to get in, and he'll pick up maybe 3 or 4. Maybe fourth and goal here, it looks like.
Yeah, fourth and goal looks like at the 2. Like I said, if you're going to run the ball twice, you want to run it there and get a makeable down. You put Morrison back there, and hopefully you can get 2 yards now. The other part is interesting is Unitigo likes to run slant, and Oxford is not going to let you run a slant on this. They're up on the line, and they're boxed to the inside. That's just not a play they're going to give you.
And there is big Jake Morrison in the backfield, wearing number 65. Again, folks, 6'2", 290. Let's see if they hand it off to him. Instead, they'll look to run behind him with Smith. He reaches for the line. Did he get in? No signal yet. Here it is. Boy, waiting for the officiating crew. Yes, he's in. Touchdown for Unitigo, and I think he just got that one by the skin of his teeth there is.
Very close. We're a long ways away, but I don't care how you slice it. That was close. There's a couple people that were close or putting their arms up down there. Hard to say from up here, but a nice hard run. He got hit at about the 2, and he kept his legs turning and was able to, he looked like he stretched the ball out. Was he able to get over? Apparently so.
I think everybody in a Unitigo uniform gave the touchdown signal, but we had to wait for the officiating crew. They finally did it after kind of sorting out the pile. Unitigo takes a 12-6 lead. They'll go for 2 with 4.5 to go here in the third. This could be a big 2-point conversion here. Let's see.
Well, their defense was able to push Oxford back, and they took advantage of getting the ball to 22.
So Hotella is under center. Morrison in the backfield. They'll hand it off. No, he'll keep it. Rolls out to his right, looking to pass, and he does. This one is tipped. DeJoy can't quite come down with it. Off his fingertips, out of play, so the score remains 12-6.
Nice little bootleg design right there. He was wide open on it. I think if he wanted to, he might have been able to tuck as well, but he looked for DeJoy, who's a great receiver. He just threw a little behind him, and he almost still made a circus catch.
So 4.5 to go here, third quarter. The U gets on the board again. They lead 12-6. We'll be right back here on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Madden family of funeral homes continues to serve the needs of our local communities in Broome, Chenango, Otsego, and Delaware counties. The Osterhout Madden Funeral Home is located in Harpersville, and the Westcott Madden Funeral Home is in Unadilla. The Madden family of funeral homes is proud to support local high school football on WCDO and wishes all area athletes good luck this season. Offering a wide range of personalized services to suit your family's wishes, the Madden family of funeral homes will be there for you. Call 693-1151. Or 369-4122.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. 4.5 to go, third quarter. A short Unitigo kickoff is fielded by Chris Martin, and Unitigo will have to play defense here as Oxford will set up on about their own 40-yard line going left to right here. Unitigo a fresh 12-6 lead.
We'll see if Oxford can reestablish gaining some yards and then, you know, get the pay dirt and get the touchdown back there because they do have a lot of yards tonight.
So 12-6 to score after the Jared Smith touchdown on fourth down for Unitigo. And here is Nick Neer, a sweep to the left side. He picks up 5. He gets 10 to 15 down into Unitigo territory, tackled at the 40, and just good, determined running there by Nick Neer of Oxford.
Nothing fancy there, just a 39 sweep. Lead sweep, and he just runs hard. He gets that edge, and he turned up the field, and he just started making yards. And then you got to try to tackle him in the open field, and that's not, you know, he's low to the ground. That's hard to do.
We talked about seniors not wanting to go out with a loss. I think him more than anybody else out there tonight, he said, we want to win this for our seniors, myself included, and I think we're going to see a steady dose of him in the second half.
Well, you're going to see him. How do they respond? That's
right.
The one, and I expect them to respond. A little wishbone here.
12-6 the score, 3:55 to go, third quarter. A handoff to Neer again to the left side. Drills his way up to about the 30-yard line, and Nick Neer just puts his shoulder down and continues to run hard for Oxford.
the old wishbone formation made famous by the Oklahoma Sooners back in the 80s, where they just they come at you, and then they'll run a sweep or an option or something. Haven't seen that yet out of Oxford, but power football right now. I think they went back and said, all right, let's give it to our senior and see what he can do.
Second and three. Makes sense. They got so many strong guys in the backfield.
I like this look, too, with Cruz and Neer in the backfield.
So Martin is going to hand off to Neer. He follows Cruz to the left side to the 30, down to the 25, 20, 15, and grinds his way up to the 10 before being tackled. Another first down, and boy, Oxford really moving the ball here is.
Well, like you said, you have a determined Adam Neer. You're going to be in good shape.
Yeah, 3:10 to go here in this third quarter. It's 12-6, the score, after Unitigo really came out and had a great start to this third quarter. Drove it right down Oxford's throats and put it into the back of the end zone, and now the Blackhawks trying to return the favor.
I apologize to Nick for calling him Adam, but Nick Neer. It was an Adam Neer a long time ago on our football team, so Nick Neer's just, I mean, this is all Nick right now.
Yeah, he's doing a great job. First and 10 again here for Oxford, and they'll hand it off to Nick Neer. Cuts back left to right, drives the pile forward, and he's going to be very close to a touchdown. Let's see. No signal yet, but I think it's going to be about a second and goal here on the one.
Yeah, maybe at the one-inch line. He I don't know how he didn't get in right there. Looked like he was going to. I asked you, how are they going to answer? Well, we got the answer from Nick Neer, didn't we?
Yeah, and we got the answer pretty quickly as well. I mean, they had good field position to start, but it's been three or four runs on this drive by him. Been very, very nice.
And that's the only one they didn't pick up a first down on.
Second and one. Yeah, you're right there. 12-6. Unitigo leads Oxford, but the Blackhawks trying to tie it up here. A little QB keeper here for Martin. Puts his head down, dives forward. Let's see, touchdown here for the Blackhawks. We're tied back up at 12 with 2:28 to go in this third quarter.
That's interesting. Both the scores have been answered by the other team right after they happened in this ball game. You know, you got two good teams that are very closely matched.
I mean, you look at Oxford. They were a playoff team in Class D, lost last week to Tioga. Unitigo, right up until the end of the season, was on the fringe of getting in, just, I think, a couple injuries away. Look at Unitigo, that first game of the year. They gave Green a heck of a run, and Green had a pretty successful year as well.
Well, we've talked a lot about Oxford's schedule, but Unitigo had a tough schedule early.
Yeah.
Just the teams that they played. Obviously, they played Green, they played Sydney, and then they played Walton. I mean, that's a tough way to start.
Yeah, and they also, you know, had Deposit Hancock on the schedule as well. Just a tough division that BG, where you coach and the rest of the players have to deal with here, the rest of the teams. Hand off on the edge to Nick Neer as they go for two, and it's in. So Oxford reclaims the lead. A little sweep there to Neer. It's 14-12.
What a nice little answer for the Oxford Blackhawks. I mean, Nick Neer did everything on that, but score the touchdown on the quarterback sneak. But, man, that's some determination. I'd have a hard time handing it to somebody else at this point.
So Oxford retakes the lead 14-12, 2:28 to go in the third quarter. A great game here on Thursday night, folks. Stay with us on WCDO.
It's canning season, and the Village Variety in Unadilla has all the supplies you need.
Why do they call it canning if you're using jars? Why don't they just call it jarring?
Village Variety has ball canning jars in all sizes. Canners, canning vinegar, pickling salt, and seasoning packets for pasta and pizza sauce, chili base, spicy pickles, salsa mix, and more.
Really? Why isn't it just called jarring?
Can you just stop? It's called canning, and all the supplies you need is at Village Variety, Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Why don't they just call it jarring?
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. 2:28 to go. Third quarter. Oxford retakes the lead 14-12. 2:28 to go here in the third quarter under the lights tonight at Unitigo. Nate Lowe and Israel Lormer with you here tonight, and a little onside trickery here. I don't think that went 10 yards, though, as it rolls out of bounds, and Unitigo will let that go.
Yeah, it only went about 7 yards. I like the idea. What the heck, right? But you want to make sure you make it 10 yards, give you guys a chance. Gives them great field position because Unitigo is going to take it right where it went out, so it's going to be on Oxford side, about the 46 or so.
Yeah, Oxford going to have to set up on D as Unitigo goes right to left, starting at the 46. And it looked like it was going to roll the 10 yards, and then kind of just took a curve out of bounds.
Like I said, it's a football. You just don't know how it's going to roll. That's why I tell you, you got to get on it because you can't expect a bounce. It's not a baseball. It's That's just a football.
2:24 to go here, third quarter, and here once again is Unitigo in good field position, but the Blackhawks really sniffing that one out, and the new QB coming in the second half, Noah Hatala, really had nowhere to go. Nice job to just maybe pick up one on the play.
Well, they went with the read again. It's a tough play, especially for a young quarterback. When you talk about Fairbairn and Butler, the guys who have run the Unitigo offense to perfection, that read takes a long time to get down. It's not something that you do with 10 or 15 reps.
Had a chance to talk with Tyler Butler. He came into the studio a few times this week at CDO, and he said he's been working with some of these young guys, trying to get them ready. And I said, boy, what a great teacher to have between Josh Fairbairn and Tyler Butler.
Oh, he was a great quarterback. He was fun to watch, too.
Boy, Hotella here on 2nd and 10. Throws one over to Youngs, and he gets plastered on that far side by Cruz. And really just nowhere to go for Unitigo on that play.
Well, that's that screen they've set up. They've had a little success with that, but, you know, a good football teams, you're only going to be able to run something like that once or twice successfully. And they're gonna smell that. We say sniff out in the business. That Heike's doing a great job at linebacker, shadowing that running back who's back there.
3rd and 15 for Unitigo with 1:10 to go. Third quarter, Oxford leads Unitigo 14-12. Here's the snap. Hatella over the middle. He's got Burnham. Can't come down with it. Good coverage by Heggie on that far side. It was just a big, strong kid, and Burnham couldn't quite muscle him off the ball there.
He just got in there to break it up. Nice ball. That was a nice ball, but great defense.
So this will bring up 4th and 15 with 1 minute to go. Third quarter, 14-12 the score. And it looks like the Spartans will have to punt this one away with Jared Smith.
It, just a great stand by Oxford. They get the ball, they go down and score, and they move them backwards 4 or 5 yards.
So here is Smith. That was dangerously close to being blocked by Oxford. He somehow got it off, takes a Unitigo bounce, and goes down to about the 28-yard line. So Oxford going left to right will start there with 51 seconds to go in this third quarter.
Both teams are playing inspired football in the second half. You had Unitigo who just backed Oxford right up, and then they were able to score, and then Oxford gets the ball back after going down and goes right back down and takes the lead.
51 seconds to go in this third quarter. It's been a great third quarter. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. We should always mention that wherever you're listening out there. I know we have some Oxford listeners who are all over the United States tonight. Welcome to them. And our web stream is courtesy of SFCU, where it's all about you. Of course, you can click on our website on the audio archive page. You can go back and listen to any game that we've done on the air over the last couple of years. As soon as tonight's game's over, we try to get that up there as soon as possible. So it's a nice feature courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. So here's a 1st and 10, and it's a direct snap here to Neer. Flag on the play. Cuts back to the right side. Absorbs the tackle and is pushed out of bounds with 42 seconds to go here in this third quarter.
You're going to see a hold on that. I believe the right guard. He threw it quick, too. The official threw that one fast. There was no doubt about that one.
So this one goes against the Blackhawks. They've had some costly penalties tonight, including one back in the first quarter that took a touchdown away, and this will back them up for a 1st and 15.
This has been one of the only ways Unitigo has been able to truly get them off the field is when, you know, when a football team hurts themselves, you can't defend against that, especially when you got the ball.
So this backs the Blackhawks up to about their own 20-yard line. So they go left to right. Clock starts back up down to 35 seconds to go here in this third quarter. Oxford leads Unitigo 14-12.
Another nice gain by Neer, nullified by the penalty.
So here is the snap, as this should be the last one of this third quarter, perhaps. They'll hand off to Neer to the left side. Avoids a couple of tackles, really makes something out of nothing there, and picks up 2 or 3 when probably should have been tackled behind the line.
Well, he's running like a guy's running in his last high school football game. He just won't be stopped right now. I mean, he got probably 5 or 6 yards where he should have lost 2 or 3.
That was very nice, and that's going to be the final play of this third quarter. Oxford will continue to have the ball when we come back. And after three quarters here from Unitigo on Thursday Night Football, it's Oxford leading Unitigo 14-12. I'm Nate Lawler. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily and blue plate specials. The staff is friendly, there's free Wi-Fi, and there's plenty of parking. Bob's Diner has a new menu with lots of new choices for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine in 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's back room for meetings and parties too. Call 967-3111.
At Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney, we get some of the most loyal customers anywhere. Many are 2, 3, 4, and 5-time buyers or more. The reasons vary, from the familiar faces they see here to the excellent service and courtesies like pickup and delivery on the day of that service, from the financing assistance to the hassle-free rentals. Some have even said they like our coffee. Whatever the reason or reasons, these loyal customers mean the effort is always worth it. See exactly why at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, where we value each and every customer, each and every day.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. Start of the fourth quarter here. We switch ends of the fields, and Oxford is going to hand it off here to Xavier Cruz, who now is running right to left, and he carries a couple of Unitigo players out to the 40-yard line, and that's just about a 15-yard pickup there for Cruz of Oxford.
Well, they went from a first and 20. Neer's able to get 5 or 6, and then Cruz gets 15 to pick up a first down.
So that was huge.
You know what? I'm surprised it didn't go all the way. That was a nice tackle out there.
It certainly looked like if he could make it through that last line there, and it looked like he was going to kind of shuffle away from a few guys, he was going to be off to the races. But instead, hey, he turned it into a first down. That's huge for Oxford. First and 10, start of the fourth quarter here, and Oxford leads Unitigo 14-12. Here are the Blackhawks. They'll hand it off to Cruz to the right side, and he leaps to that right side, but he's tackled by Unitigo. Maybe a gain of 1. Athletic play there by Jake DeJoy to bring him down.
Oxford going back to their power game, and you see from Unitigo, they aren't quite getting that penetration they got on that first defensive drive, when they were able to move Oxford right back.
So this will bring up a 2nd and 8, 11 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO. Nate Lowe and Israel Lormer here tonight. Iz is a BG assistant coach with the varsity, and great to have your expertise along here tonight. You've seen both these teams, had to play against them this year, and thanks for joining us. This is great.
Oh, it's fun to be here. I've always wanted to do one. I've been asked a few times. This is the first time I've been able to do it.
Totally worked out, and it's working out here for Xavier Cruz on 2nd and 8 as he'll easily pick up a first down. Flag on the play. He gets into Unitigo territory. He's tackled at the 40. Another 15-yard pickup for Cruz.
I think you're going to see another 15 after that on a face mask.
Yeah, it looked like that flag came in right at the end of the play. Personal foul against Unitigo, it looks like.
Yeah, personal foul, face mask.
So that'll continue to move the ball down the field. And if you're the Spartans, he had all that energy, all that momentum, and boy, Oxford is just kind of slowly ripping it back away from him here.
You know, it's interesting, the drive they scored on before, it was all Nick Neer, and now you've given it over to Cruz. What a nice problem to have.
Boy, I'll say, and I know they're only going to have that problem for another 10.5 minutes here as Neer will graduate, but you got 3 more years ahead of you with Xavier Cruz, and who knows what else is coming up the ranks. Head coach for Oxford, Jeff Newton, said he's excited about the future. And here is Martin handing off to Neer to the left side. Cuts back, a huge block there, and he'll get a couple more yards from that. Driving his way down to about the 16-yard line here is, boy, you can see a little talk there between Burnham and Neer as they get up. And, boy, that's just smash-mouth football right there.
That was a nice block by Cruz.
It was.
I like the split backs they're going to. It's a pro set, you know, split backs, and they're putting both of their really good backs back there and leading one way or leading the other. I really like that formation.
2nd and 3 coming up here for Oxford. 9:45 to go, fourth quarter. Oxford leads Unitigo here from UCS tonight. It's 2nd and 3 under the lights at Unitigo High School. And this is sophomore quarterback Chris Martin. It's his first start of the year here, folks. He's done a great job. They'll hand off to Cruz right side. Big hole for Cruz. Bounces to the outside. Reaching for the pylon. Goes in standing up. Touchdown for the Blackhawks.
That's why they like that freshman so much right there. I mean, we got a great look at that run from where we are. He cuts in. He cuts out. He cuts back in. He cuts back out. Nobody even touches him on it. Just great reads of the blocks. And then he sees that green space, puts his foot in the ground, and off he goes.
2 weeks ago, over 200 yards rushing against Tioga, who's a very quality team. You can see why. Is now Oxford with a 20-12 lead, 9:28 left here.
This is a huge play right here. Unitigo would really like to keep this one out.
Yeah, if they can keep this out, you're still a touchdown and a two-point conversion from tying it up. Makes it doable. So this is very big here for the Spartans.
Well, for the Blackhawks, it makes it 2 possessions. You know, you're up to, they have to see the ball twice, they have to score twice.
So Neer and Cruz kind of in that split backfield. One wide receiver split out to the right, the left side's empty. Man in motion, that's Heggie. And the ball is on the ground. They get it to near left side, and DeJoy comes over to make the tackle for Unitigo to keep him out. Huge play, as you said, for the Spartans.
I had trouble with the snap again, but like we said, youngster in there and big spot, and he just wasn't able to get it to near in time to make that. So, yeah, big stop for Unitigo, no doubt.
Steven Andrews also with the tackle there for Unitigo. I want to mention that. So 9:28 to go, fourth quarter, 20-12, Oxford on top of Unitigo. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
9:28 to go, fourth quarter here on CDO. Nate Lull, Israel Lormer here tonight. 20-12, Oxford scores with Xavier Cruz. They can't get the two-point conversion, kind of a broken play there. So 20-12, boy, big drive coming up here for Unitigo is.
Oh, no doubt. It's been interesting when one team scored, the other has answered right after that. And I'm not talking about two or three drives later, that next drive. So I think you'll see that again from Unitigo. They came out of the halftime playing some inspired football, and they need to do it again.
So this will be huge here for Unitigo. They will go left to right here. We'll see how the kickoff is. As Near doing the kickoff duties here. Ball is on the ground. A bouncing ball fielded here by the Spartans at their own 35. And they'll get the ball up to the 40. This is Steven Andrews, and he's tackled at about the 38. Oxford saying the ball is on the ground here. Let's see who comes off the bottom of the dog pile here.
I did not see it come out, but the Oxford kids are saying it did.
No official signal yet. Appears that Unitigo still has the ball, though.
I don't know if it was a good hit they liked or if the ball actually came out.
A couple of guys were doing the classic pointing the other way, but it appears that Unitigo still has the ball, so decent field position to start here. As Unitigo, as we said, goes left to right here. Ball on their own, just about the 43 here. 9:18 to go, fourth quarter. Oxford leads Unitigo 20-12. Thursday night football here.
Morrison back in the backfield there. I formation.
And number six, Noah Hatala, is in at QB here, and he'll hand off in the backfield to Youngs again. Youngs has had a rough second half, another big hit as that Oxford defense continues to break through the line. Jacob Ingram right there again for Oxford.
It's put a lot of pressure on the point with that 6-1 that they're playing. They're just, it's a lot of pressure right up front. And now, again, if you can make a block, one or two blocks quick, and you can hit the hole fast, you can get a lot of yards. And Unitigo's had some success, but like I said, you're going to get none, you're going to get two, you're going to get 20.
So a timeout on the play here. It looks like second and nine for Unitigo coming up. 9 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter. 20-12, Oxford leads Unitigo. Again, we'll step away for 30 seconds here on WCDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
9 minutes to go, fourth quarter, second and nine. Unitigo with the ball trailing 20-12. Hotala sells a nice fake, but again runs into a brick wall of Blackhawk defenders. It's going to be a third and long coming up here for the Spartans, just having trouble moving the ball.
Just up front, they're doing a great job, the Blackhawks. But Dowell in there again, he's just tough to block. He's not that big, but he's really strong, and he's very quick. And I think for a lot of linemen, they would rather see a bigger guy there. They know where they're going to be. You got a big, strong, quick kid like that. When you're playing defensive line, you got to be a little nasty, and he is.
Jeff Newton, the head coach for Oxford, said these guys really bought into the off-season lifting program, so just a lot of strong young guys here for this Oxford program coming up.
Not overly big as far as the traditional size of football goes.
Third and eight, and again, the snap to Hotala here, who's in at QB. nowhere to go. He's brought down for a loss of five, and Unitigo needed something on that drive, and they won't get it. Give a lot of credit to the Oxford defense.
Oh, they've done a great job. They're putting that pressure back on again, getting into seams, making pressure. That read has to happen super fast now. It's not like he's getting a good time to read it.
7:50, and the clock continues to tick-tick here. The clock will become the enemy of Unitigo before you know it. Fourth and 14, and Smith is in to punt it away, and this one, again, almost blocked. Nice job to get it off, though. It bounces at the 30, takes a Unitigo bounce all the way down to about the 17-yard line. So Oxford going right to left is going to have to start deep in their own end, and a flag on the play here well after the ball was downed.
We just got a little talk going on. That's sometimes that happens late in the season.
Yeah, a couple of guys about 20 yards away from the play, maybe having a little conversation, exchanging some phone numbers out there, whatever you want to call it.
Personal foul on the Blackhawks. That'll back them up a little further. That's going to put them down half the distance to the goal, probably down the inside the 10.
Yeah, it's going to be at about the 9-yard line. So if you're Unitigo, maybe you want to rip some of that momentum back here. Good chance to do it, pinning Oxford against their own end zone. With about 7.5 minutes to go, fourth quarter, Oxford leads Unitigo 20-12. First and 10 coming up here for the Blackhawks. And Martin comes in from the sideline with the play here, the sophomore QB tonight here for the Blackhawks.
Be interesting to see if they stay with that split back. They've been having a lot of success with that, especially on that last drive, having both Cruz and Near in the backfield. Looks like that's what they're going to do again.
Unitigo defense is going to have to find a way to stop the Blackhawks. Try to get back into this game, and let's see. Going to be a timeout for Oxford. Wants a timeout to talk things over. Smart decision here by Oxford with 7:34 to go, fourth quarter. We'll keep it right here. 20-12 the score. Oxford leading Unitigo. It's been a great second half after we were tied at 6 at the halftime break. Just a big explosion here of offense.
It's just been a nice football game, exactly what I expected. You know, little smash mouth at times. A couple of passes here and there, some nice defense. Just inspired, you know, seniors playing their last game and youngsters playing their last one of the season. Nice to see. Coach Newton probably called a timeout, something he didn't like out of a formation or something maybe Unitigo switched to. He didn't like something, or he didn't have the right personnel in or the right call in. It's an interesting time to take a timeout, but he didn't like something. And, like you said, can't make a mistake down here, because it could be 6 points the other way.
We saw earlier when Oxford was on a drive and it looked like they were going to punch it in. They had a fumble. Unitigo fell on it. Boy, if you had the same situation here, it could certainly give Unitigo some great, great field position. So
yeah,
we'll
just wanted to talk over something he didn't like.
7.5 to go. First and 10. Oxford with the ball going right to left. Heggie is in motion from left to right. Dropping back, ball is down, it looks like, but I think Martin was easily able to scoop that back up there for Oxford.
That's exactly what you were talking about. They have struggled a little with that center quarterback exchange, and like we said, young kid, he's in his first start, and you're trying to get the ball to the running back, you're trying to make your fake or whatever it is, you're trying to remember, do I turn left, do I turn right? You got to get the ball, and it's just hard to remember all those things with a young guy.
First and 15 now. Clock ticks down to 7 minutes to go, fourth quarter. It's 20-12, Oxford on top of Unitigo. Thanks for joining us tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. And here is Oxford again on this first and 15, 6:45 now to go. Fourth quarter, a handoff to Cruz, and he drives his way forward. The tacklers kind of helping, pushing him along, and he'll pick up a good chunk of yards there, probably 5 or 6 yards.
Oh, I think he picked up more like 10.
Boy, that pile was really moving
yeah,
forward.
He kept pushing it forward. He got all the way out to the 16-yard line.
So we'll see exactly where this is marked. It's going to be a 3rd and 3, so you're right, about 10 yards on the play. And it looked like he was probably going to get 5 or 6, but I think the pile just pushed him forward.
So. Like I said, those two guys, just their legs are never stopped. They're always turning them over, getting yards.
3rd and 3 now for Oxford. This will be big if they can pick up the first down. Near cuts back. He's got the first down. Before he's tackled, he picks up 5 when he needed 3. Blackhawks doing a great job of moving that ball away from their own goal line and trying to eat some clock.
How about that? They had 2nd and 15 at their own 5, and they're able to pick it up.
That was big. 1st and 10 now with the clock continuing to move down to 5:55 to go, fourth quarter, and it's 20-12. And Oxford now content just, again, continue to try to chew some clock here, and for Unitigo, frustrating at the moment.
That's when you tell your young quarterback, you hold them in the huddle, you get up to the line, you watch the back judge right here, and you watch him start counting that clock out because you got 25 seconds.
So here comes Oxford again on a first and 10. They'll hand it off to Neer, bounces to the outside, and Burnham trying to bring them down, and they will, maybe a gain of one or two for Neer, but again, it just keeps that clock moving now for Oxford.
Oh, yeah, they're going to give it to one of those two guys. It's not going to be anything fancy. It's going to be, you know, they're going to go off tackle or maybe even a dive or two. They've had a little success on that. You may see a sweep, but you're not going to see anything too tricky where the ball's, got a chance to fumble or anything like that.
Clock runs right down to 5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Oxford leads Unitigo 20-12. Second and 10, the Blackhawks have the ball going right to left. Ball is on their own 25. Trying to keep this drive going here and run out some clock. Here's Martin, hands off to Neer, and he'll just run to the out-of-bounds line here. I don't think he wanted to go out-of-bounds, but Burnham pushes him there. Gain of two, stops the clock with 4:43 to go.
Yeah, kind of like a semi-timeout there for Unitigo because he got him out-of-bounds, and Oxford wants the clock running at this point.
Third and five here for the Blackhawks.
Nice clock. Little gain, though.
Yes, it was. It was... nice job, because otherwise it would have been third and real long. It looked like he didn't have any place to go with it.
This has been a down and distance. We don't have stats on this, but they've been real successful in third and five, third and medium, we'll call it.
So here is another third and five. Ball is on the 30-yard line. Direct snap to Neer, takes off to the right side. Cuts back at the 40. Now he's up to the 50. He's got room to run into Unitigo territory. Down to the 30 before he's chopped down at the knees by Mike Rose. Third and five, and he got about 40 there for the Blackhawks.
Great job blocking out in front of him, and he made some nice yards after, but I bet you he was 20 yards before there was even a Unitigo defender anywhere near him because the blocks were just great.
And that was a huge, huge run. Talk about just the field position, but now Oxford in great field position to get down to the 30, and boy, if they could score any time here. This is a good question for you. Do you try to score? Put this game away, or would you rather chew clock?
See, I come from the school when you get a chance to score, you score.
Okay. You never know. Everybody has that different philosophy. You don't want to give the ball back to the other team.
I just think it's hard to put it in neutral.
Sure.
High school kids especially.
Got to keep playing. So here is Neer. Another direct snap to him. He takes off to the left side. Maybe a gain of one here before he's wrapped up. But that will continue to chew some clock. And again, Oxford leading 20-12. With 4:15 to go in this fourth quarter, and they have the ball down to the Unitigo 30.
Going back to what you said about do you score, do you not score, I think it's a hard thing in football. It's an aggressive game to ask them to be kind of passive. Maybe you're not throwing bombs to try to score. You want the clock constantly running. But if a kid gets a nice run and he goes and scores, then you can make it a two-possession game. Because remember, if they fumble right now, Unitigo picks it up and goes down there. They're looking at a two-point conversion to tie this game up. You just don't want to be in that situation. You get a chance, you get a nice run. Like, you're not going to do anything that you're not real comfortable with doing.
And so here is Oxford. Looks like they want to take a timeout here. Looked like the guys on the field wanted to just get up and go. They're real anxious here, but Oxford head coach Jeff Newton wants to take a quick break, talk things over. 3:44 to go, fourth quarter. It's 20-12. Oxford leads Unitigo. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
3:44 to go, fourth quarter. Oxford with the ball and a 20-12 lead here on the road. Thursday night lights, I guess you could call it here. Special Thursday football, the season finale for Oxford and Unitigo. And here's the pitch to Neer, the running back for Oxford. Cuts back on that right side and again just easily picks up 5 yards before being tackled at the 20.
We talk about how Xavier Cruz is a great runner. He made a great block on that play. He took the end and literally just pushed him 10 yards down the field, and Neer just had that 10 yards to pick up. I mean, that's nice when you have a kid that can run the ball and he understands that he's going to need to block. He's going to need to do those little things. That was a great block.
That was a huge play there, and Nick Neer may be making his case for one of our awards here tonight. You want to stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll have our awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Brought to you by NBT Bank, ACCO Brands, and the Catalog Outlet. 3 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Another handoff, and this is going to be Cruz to the outside and touchdown. No, it's Silstra, excuse me, as he runs to the outside and scores to maybe put the icing on the cake here for the Blackhawks.
Oh, they switch it up. They go to somebody who has only run the ball once or twice on a little trap inside, and he is gone.
Garrett Silstra wears 42. Cruz wears 40. We saw him hit the edge, and boy, the way he was running, he looked like Cruz. Silstra puts it into fifth gear there, takes off and scores. Oxford leads 26-12, 2:55 to go.
Yeah, Silstra joins the scoring party on a great little run. He's only had maybe two or three carries for maybe 2 or 3 yards, and right there he gets punches in from about the 20.
So a nice play here for Oxford, and you know both teams have just played fired-up, inspired football here in the second half. Oxford had to answer when Unitego came right out and took that lead 12-6, and since then it's been all Blackhawks.
It really has. They've done a great job. Nick Neer's been the spearhead of all that. He's just playing inspired.
Timeout here for Oxford before the two-point conversion. 2:55 to go, fourth quarter. Again, we'll step away for one ad here. 26-12 is the score. Oxford going to go for two as they just got into the back of the end zone with Garrett Silstra here on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back here on CDO. Thursday night football. Oxford leads Unitego 26-12 with 2:55 to go, fourth quarter. Blackhawks just scored a TD. They'll go for two. They'll hand it off up the middle, and they will get it. And the Oxford bench erupting there as it looked like they gave it to Corey Marshman to try to run it in, a guy who plays defense quite a bit and was able to run it in there for the two-point conversion. So 2:55 to go. It looked like, yeah, that's Marshman coming off the field. He's got the ball in one hand. Looks like he's pretty fired up.
Well, that's a lot of fun for if you're a guard or a tackle most of your life and you get a two-point conversion at the end of your career. That's a whole lot of fun.
Boy, he hit the hole pretty hard there and came right off the field with the ball and the other hand up like he just won the Super Bowl.
Well, hey, that's a senior. He's probably played a lot of varsity football, and I don't know if he's ever scored, so that's a whole lot of fun.
28-12, Oxford now on top with 2:55 to go in the fourth quarter. We said before the contest tonight, just an extra game for these two teams. We wanted to be here for it. And it's been a fun game, just both sides really duking out. This is the way it should be in these crossover games.
Like I said, if you're lucky to get a couple more games, and if you're lucky to get a crosstown rival or somebody that you know, somebody that's within, you know, in your leagues and distance and stuff like that, we all play in the MAC together in the other sports. Just nice to do that. And plus, like I said before, you know, the kids that really love this game, they're having a lot of fun tonight. Whether it's a playoff game or whether it's not, whatever the records are, you just get to play another game.
And these two teams, even though, you know, local rivals in the MAC and other sports, are in different divisions for football. You don't always get to play the other teams in the other division. So, again, it's been a while since they've seen each other on the football field. It's a nice matchup here tonight at Oxford. It's played a heck of a game. Both sides have. But the Blackhawks currently with a 28-12 lead with 2:55 to go. And here's the kickoff. It'll be fielded by the Spartans. They'll drive it forward with Seth Burnham. And they're going to start going left to right about on their own 44. Here with 2:49 left.
Yeah, we have a similar matchup on Saturday against Harpersville. We're really excited to go play them. They've had a great year. They've had a nice couple of seasons, and we get to play a team that's really close to us, you know, and they're playing with Afton, so it's a school that we're real familiar with and, you know, having mergers with them in different sports, so we're real excited to go do that one too.
Yeah, you talk about BGAH for wrestling and some of the other things. It's going to be a great matchup between the Bobcats and the Hornets. Hornets had a great year. They're 6-2 right now. That game will be on Saturday down in Harpersville, correct?
Oh, yeah, Saturday, 1:30 down in Harpersville. You know, just excited. Same thing. We're in the same situation that these two teams are in. One of them played a playoff game and lost. And we're like Unitigo. We're coming off a win against a Section 3 team. And we're just excited to go play somebody that's local to us.
So 2:45 to go. Fourth quarter, that's a good rivalry, too. Harpersville, Afton against BG doesn't get much better than that. So the ball here on the ground as Unitigo took the snap. The Blackhawks saying they have it. Let's see what the Zebra Crew says. As Unitigo in the second half here after that first drive, the offense, you know, they're trying some new pieces. I don't blame them there. Just hasn't been able to get going.
Officials holding up three, so third down. So he's saying Unitigo got back on the ball, or he's calling him down, one or the other. Unitigo will retain the ball.
Third and 10 here, 2:20 to go, fourth quarter. That clock continuing to run as the Blackhawks, it looks like, will get a nice win in the last contest of the season in Class D for these two teams. Down to 2 minutes to go here as the snap on third and 15. They'll hand off to Smith to the left side. He cuts back to the 45, and a big hit over there by Neer on Smith brings him down.
Going to set up about a fourth and 8.
So the clock continuing to tick down to about a minute 50 to go. Again, make sure to stay tuned. After the conclusion of the game, we'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. And a lot of candidates tonight here on either side. Some guys making some great plays. Nick Neer, Xavier Cruz, of course, for Oxford. And you know, we'll see on the Unitigo side from our three award winners who will get one there. So clock continuing to tick down to a minute 25 to go. Again, Oxford on top here on the road at Unitigo, 28-12. Thursday night football. Waiting for the snap here is, again, Unitigo trying some new guys. Three wide receivers to the right, one to the left. And trying to get out of trouble here. They'll throw down to Burnham. Pass incomplete. Noah Hatawa is in at QB here for Unitigo. Tried to find Burnham, but he had to come back just sliding down at about the 45. Couldn't make the play.
Turnover on downs. Nice little throw. He actually did a nice job moving up in the pocket. Sometimes that's what you got to do, and then you got to make a throw under duress, which he did. Just not able to reel it in, and that'll give it back to Oxford. And pretty much put a stamp on this one, one would think.
1:06 to go, fourth quarter. Oxford leads 28-12. And as you know, we've talked about it several times tonight. Oxford with this tough, tough schedule. They're 4-4. With a win here tonight, they'll finish 5-4, making the playoffs for the first time in 10 years. And their four losses all to state-ranked teams in Class D. Just battle-tested here. You got to wonder, they've had close games all year. They knew how to play in the second half.
Yeah, and they have some veteran leadership, and that, you know, that always helps. And I'm not talking about just seniors. I'm talking about the kid who is a leader, and that's Nick Neer. Just shows the younger players how to play, and that's important.
So we're down to a minute to go here in the contest, and now a nice run here for Oxford. They might be putting six more up on the board, and they will. This is Charlie White taking it the distance here for the Blackhawks, about a 50-yard run for White of Oxford.
Oh, that's fun for a freshman. 45-yard gallop there at the end of the football season.
And he was through a giant hole. You could have driven a truck through that one, and then he was off to the races. And you can see when he got about to the 10, his eyes really lighting up there as he saw the end zone wide open for him.
Now they're just having a little fun out there.
So a 34-12 lead, 54 seconds left. And, folks, the final score is going to be pretty large here, but won't be really indicative of what happened. This was a close game all the way into the fourth quarter tonight.
Well, we talk about a 6-6 halftime, and Unitigo does the scoring. You know, we have a lot of unanswered points up there, for Oxford. They answered the bell. I said, will Oxford answer the bell? And they sure did.
Yeah, Oxford was down 12-6 in the third quarter as Unitigo really came out and played inspired football. Here's the two-point conversion and a great catch. No, they'll say it was incomplete. It was a beautiful throw there, but it was a little low and almost a great catch, but it goes incomplete. So 34-12 with 54 seconds left here in the ball game. Again, we'll take one last quick break on WCDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Right here at Unitigo. Diego. It's 34-12. Oxford. That they back at what the hell.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety Main Street Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
25 seconds to go here, folks. 34-12 the score. A little technical difficulty. We apologize there as we get to the end of this final contest of the season between Oxford and Unitego. And here is the handoff for the Spartans. That should be the last play of the contest. Oxford is absolutely fired up here in this fourth quarter, and they will walk away with a 34-12 victory tonight on the road in the final game of the season.
Just a nice effort. If we look at the second half or the last quarter and a half, just a real nice effort from Oxford.
Very nice effort here for the Blackhawks tonight. They walk away with a big victory on the road against Unitego. Nick Neer, Xavier Crew is a big part of that. So we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll have our three awards for you tonight. Of course, 34-12 the final. Oxford defeats Unitego. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
The Catalog Outlet Stores, the area's value leader for brand name home furnishings, mattresses, and decor, announced the grand reopening of their Chestnut Street Oneonta location after their extensive interior remodel. To celebrate the grand reopening and new look, the Catalog Outlet is offering huge savings in every department, including sofas, recliners, TV consoles, dining rooms, bedrooms, sectionals, and much more. In the new iKids bedroom department, you'll find bunk beds, storage beds, and bedroom pieces for boys and girls from children to teens at savings every mom and dad will love. The updated and improved Mattress Center includes mattresses by Therapeutic, Gold Bond, American Bedding, and the newly added Simmons Beauty Rest. Mattresses in all sizes, styles, and comfort levels, including one- and two-sided models. Nobody sells mattresses for less. Don't miss the celebration and savings at all three catalog outlets. The new look, 357 Chestnut Street Oneonta Store, Martin Brook Street Unadilla, or State Highway 12 North Norwich Store. Or shop online at catalogoutletonline.com. The Catalog Outlet Stores, offering you the best for less since 1989.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back one last time here, folks, to Unitego High School. This is a fired up Oxford team here, folks. As head coach Jeff Newton is just diving into a pile of players here as they are celebrating their final win of the season, 34-12 over the Unitego Spartans.
We might see the old Bill Parcells Gatorade bath here pretty soon.
Boy, they were fired up as head coach Newton just dove right into that pile, and now he's giving his final pregame speech. Again, 34-12, the final here tonight. Let's get into our three awards here for offense, defense, and all-purpose. First, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award is brought to you by NBT Bank, providing financial services to our local communities for over 150 years and proud to support area high school athletes. NBT Bank, for everything that counts, member FDIC. No question here is Nick Neer from Oxford, the running back, did it all, scored tonight on that beautiful catch, had drives where he didn't score but did a lot of the work to get there.
Oh, he just had an outstanding effort, especially in the second half. He had a great first half as well. But the second half, they go down 12-6. They get the ball. He was not, I mean, he literally got over 10 yards, three plays in a row, got him down to the goal line. He did not score on that one, but then he had a couple of nice runs after that, and he did a real nice job blocking, and he plays great defense as well.
The Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award is brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, which is your store for over 1,000 items, folks. For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture for every room in your home, you can visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. We talked about this one. Jacob Bedell just had a huge game on the defensive side of the ball for Oxford. He gets our Outstanding Defense, Dynamic Defense Award here tonight.
A lot of defensive linemen don't get credit, but he did a great job. He blew up that read over and over again tonight. They just had a lot of pressure on, and that read is hard to defend. It's just a hard thing to do, and he did a great job. The quarterback didn't have time to read just because he put so much pressure on him.
The ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is our final award of the night. ACCO Brands of Sydney supports youth in our local community and is happy to be a part of high school sports here on CDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. Jared Smith, the QB for most of the contest tonight for Unitego, he gets that award. Had that great touchdown down there, did a great job in the kicking game. It's kind of a jack-of-all-trades, gets our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award tonight.
Yeah, did a good job on a defensive side as well. And then when they put him at halfback, he did a good job running the ball. Then they put him out at split, and he caught the ball once at least. So he just did a real nice job. That's what that award's for, you know, do it a little offense, defense, and special teams.
That's going to do it for our broadcast here tonight. Again, Oxford defeats Unitego the final game of the year, 34-12. It is great to have you along tonight. You did awesome. Just a lot of fun being here for Unitego and Oxford.
Oh, I look forward to maybe calling a game with you again sometime.
Please, you're more than welcome anytime. So a big thank you to Jim Tomeo and Craig Stevens back in the WCDO studios for Israel Lermer. I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from WCDO Sports.